Happy Election Day Tuesday. We check in with the Director of Business for the MCCSC. It's our good friend Tim Thrasher. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Excellent. And we know you have a very watchful eye on what's going on today at the polls in Monroe County, as the MCCSC referendum was one of two questions on the ballot. You've taken plenty of time to put together the first one. You've taken plenty of time to put together the second one. Why do you think this one will pass with flying colors as well?
Well, I think one of the big reasons is that we've demonstrated that we've used the monies provided by the community back in 2010, those referendum dollars, wisely. We've experienced substantial increases in our measures of educational performance over the last 6 years. We also think we've been really good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars. May recall that that referendum, the 2010 referendum, asked for a tax rate of 14 cents. This time we're only asking for 11.5 cents, so we're asking for 2.5 cents less on the tax rate. We're asking for $200,000 less on the levy. So our tax rates, total tax rates, have remained stable over the 6 years, and our referendum tax rate has actually declined over the six-year period, largely because of the increase in our assessed valuation. So we feel like we've exhibited that we can be very good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. And these dollars that we're asking for, and what I'd like to emphasize is a continuing referendum, since that tax rate is already in existence, have been used heavily to support classroom services. If you look at what we've used the referendum dollars for over the last 6 years, 93% has been used for personnel salaries and benefits. 88% has been used for actual classroom expenditures for teacher salaries and benefits and educational support personnel salaries and benefits. So the use of those dollars are heavily weighted towards the classroom. We hear a lot about comments about administrator salaries and the referendum, but in fact, only 2% of the referendum dollars have been used to support administrator salaries and benefits. So we think we've exhibited that we will use the dollars wisely and that the students are the ones that will benefit. When you get down to it, if the referendum fails, it's the students that will suffer. Not the school board and not the staff. It's the students, because they're the ones who need the educational benefits we can provide with the referendum dollars to help them throughout the rest of their life.
Tim, take us back to 2010 and talk for a minute about why we were in that situation. Why did we need the money? Where did the payments that were supposed to be there, et cetera, et cetera? You know where I'm going with this.
Yes. Well, for one thing, we've struggled for a long time with being ranked in the lower portion of the state in terms of funding per pupil through the school funding formula. Back in 2010, we were in the bottom 25% of all school corporations in terms of funding per pupil through the school funding formula. We've improved a little bit since then, but we're still in the bottom third. So that was cause of part of the problems we had in 2010. And then the state's revenue estimates proved to be inaccurate. The ones that were used to fund the 2010 budget proved to be insufficient. And the governor announced in December of 2009 that there was going to be a $300 million cut in funding for education statewide, and that translated into just under $3 million for MCCSC that we lost really at the last minute. We lost it in December of 2009 when our budget was set to begin in January 1st of 2010. So at that time, the school board had to make cuts in order to keep us from going into deficit financing. And so it increased class sizes throughout the school corporation, resulted in elimination of extracurricular activity stipends, funding for to pay the salaries and stipends for coaches, ECA sponsors of all types, and funding was reduced for Bradford Woods, Honey Creek programs, just across the board cuts that took place.
So what's the difference between 2009, 2010, and 2016? Now, I know you've already established that you're asking for less money, but why do we still need money if anything's gotten better?
Well, the reason it's better is because of the referendum. If the referendum goes away, that $7.3 million that we're asking for doesn't materialize, we're right back where we were in 2010 in terms of needing to make cuts. So that's what we're trying to avoid. Again, that's when the students suffer, if we have to go back to cutting the budget substantially. The impact is going to be on them and the education that they have to work with for the rest of their lives.
Is this the way forward, Tim? Is this going to be like the Summer Olympics every 4 years? You're going to have to get this referendum put back in place, or what needs to change at the state level to help the taxpayers to a degree in this part of the world?
Well, I think the state needs to continue to work towards equalizing funding. That will be a help, and just raising the level of funding in general, I think, is the most important thing, because in a sense school corporations are competing against each other. School corporations with in urban areas with high incidence of poverty feel like they need more money, and they do, but school corporations that are growing also need more money. They've traditionally, until the last few years, have been really put in a bad position relative to school corporations in urban areas. So I think the real answer is to increase funding for public education for all school corporations.
Tim, one of the other things is that we got the facts and figures to show that the money has been well used, well spent, and that, in fact, the results are pretty clear about what it meant in terms of graduation rates and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. As you look, and this information is all on MCCSC's website, so feel free to go there and take a look. And just about any measure that you look at, we've improved over the last 6 years, and we're really pleased with that and want it to continue.
Tim, in the hopefully bad news event that this referendum is not successful, when do things start to happen?
Well, I think the school board would and administration would need to start taking a look at it right away, and with the community's help. We've tried to plan so that we don't have to make decisions really precipitously, that we've got time to solicit community input and make thoughtful decisions should we be in that unfortunate position. So. But I think we have to start looking at it right away. Certainly, the statute provides we can't hold another referendum for a year. And so the first time we could attempt a referendum again would be at this time in 2017. We just don't want to be in that position, want to be able to continue the programs that we've got in place now.
The bottom line, though, Tim, is that the MCCSE has been a good steward of the money that came in on the referendum. You're asking for less, and this is a continuation of an already established tax and coming in at an even lower rate, correct?
Absolutely.
Well, I can't think of a reason why people would not want their students to get the best possible results.
I can't either.
And we hope the state at some point tries to retool all this to make things a little bit easier as well. If you want to build schools, you want to build prisons, I don't think it's too hard of a question to figure out. There, I know a lot of people don't think of it that way. I said, well, I don't have any kids. Well, all right, I guess if it's all about you and not the greater good, that's fine. But, Tim, we appreciate your time. We know it's a very busy program. Keith, you don't have some kind of random school board meeting this week, do you?
We have one Thursday. It's a work session.
Okay, does Tim get the day off since he's put all this together?
No, Tim has to work today, and he's probably got his pencil out right now trying to figure out how to make best use of the money we have.
Tim, great job. We always appreciate it, and your time and effort on these referendums has been nothing short of heroic. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tim Thrasher, the business manager for the MCCSC. That's where you go if you need a little information. You want to know where the money's being spent?
It's on the internet.